Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain barrels. Rain barrels are a great way to capture and save rain that falls on your roof, and they can help reduce stormwater runoff that can pollute our waterways. If you're building your own rain barrel, a 55-gallon plastic drum is the best container. Make sure to get one that's been used to hold food or other non-toxic materials. The simplest system is to put the barrel under a downspout and let gravity do its thing. Install a faucet about 6 inches from the bottom to access the water and use the stored water to irrigate your plants during dry spells. Make sure the rain barrel is covered with a screen or lid to keep mosquitoes from breeding in the water. You can even decorate your rain barrel to fit your landscape. For more information about rain barrels, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, accessible gardens. Accessible gardens are designed to eliminate barriers, allowing people of all ages and abilities to come together to garden. They can help senior gardeners as well as younger people with limited mobility. The pathways are wide enough for a wheelchair and often paved or made of crushed stone. Ramps with railings also make it easier for people to get around. Many accessible gardens used raised beds or even table planters that are supported on legs, allowing people in wheelchairs to easily reach the plants. They also provide plenty of seating and shade canopies to create rest areas. Try using some of these design strategies in your own garden, and you'll help ensure that you can enjoy it for years to come. For more information about accessible gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hand watering. Hand watering means using a watering can, pail, or hose to irrigate plants. When Florida's water management districts limit watering with sprinklers, hand watering is usually allowed as long as a shutoff nozzle is attached to the hose. Hand watering is an efficient technique for irrigating potted plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and flower beds. It uses a lot less water than sprinklers or sprinkler systems because a minimal amount of water is lost to evaporation and wind drift. Just make sure you don't overwater. Plants often need less water than people think. To prevent waste, don't leave your hose unattended when it's running. Most importantly, wait until your plants begin to wilt before watering them. Before then, they probably don't need water. For more information about watering and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, plumbago. Plumbago is an easy care plant that brightens many Florida landscapes with its clusters of blue or white flowers. In central and south Florida, plumbago blooms year-round unless it's hit by frost. In north Florida, it usually blooms from spring through fall. This sprawling shrub can reach 3 to 6 feet tall and 10 feet wide, though pruning will keep it more compact and help it produce more flowers. It performs best when planted in full sun. Plumbago can be affected by tiny insects called chili thrips, which cause the leaves to look curled and stunted. It's also freeze tender, but damaged growth can be pruned off in spring, and plants should recover quickly. Add this Florida-friendly plant to your landscape, and you'll enjoy great color almost year-round. For more information about plumbago and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, quick versus slow-release fertilizers. We've all heard the fable about the tortoise and the hare. Even with fertilizers, there's a fast and a slow way of doing things. Quick-release fertilizers are the fast way, since they make nutrients immediately available to the plant. They can be used to provide immediate results for plants with high nutrient needs, like vegetables. However, if over-applied or applied just before a heavy rain, quick-release fertilizers may be more likely to leach downward through the soil. For this reason, it's often better to choose the slow option. Slow or controlled-release fertilizers make specific nutrients, usually nitrogen, available to the plants over time. And these fertilizers are less prone to nutrient leaching, so they help protect the environment. For more information about fertilizers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFTFM.